Hi, I'm State Senator Tracy McCreary. Thank you for tuning in to my weekly update. I'm going to lead off my update with a report on my most favorite guest visitor this week. I had a chance to reunite with Patty Pruitt, a friend of mine that I met when she was incarcerated at the Vandalia Women's Prison. Patty served over 38 years for a crime that I truly believe she did not commit. Her sentence was commuted December 20th, and she was in the state capitol this week, thanking legislators for their support through the years, if not decades, of getting her out of prison and back to her children and grandchildren. This was a big week for raising the age of marriage. The House and Senate have both passed House Bill 737. There are a lot of good components to that bill, but within that bill was the bill that I had filed that would raise the age of marriage for all parties involved to 18. As you know, raising the age of marriage to 18 is imperative for the health and welfare of Missouri children, especially young girls. So I'm really thankful for my colleagues in the House and the Senate who have supported this legislation through the years. This week was a big week for the Missouri budget. It's over $45 billion budget. The Senate third read the state budget this week. The Senate did some good work. The House bills that came over had not fully supported our community neighborhood schools. So the Senate restored funding to the school foundation formula. The Senate also removed funding for even more money going to vouchers. Also, the Senate position on childcare funding was increased as well. So the budget will now head to conference committee, and I'm hopeful senators and representatives on these conference committees will do everything they can to support the Senate position on the budget. I truly believe that how we spend our money is a reflection of our morals and values. So I want to make sure that we're fully funding our public schools and making sure that we're using our state funds to support the most vulnerable in our community. And just a date to note, the budget has to be to the governor by 6 p.m. on Friday, May 9th. And I am sure that we will be able to meet the deadline this year. May 1st was a big date for workers all around Missouri. Proposition A, which passed with over 57% of the vote last November, went into effect on May 1st. The Supreme Court earlier this week ruled that the election adopting Proposition A was valid and that this new law can indeed go into effect. Today, workers will be able to start gradually earning some paid sick time. I remain committed to standing up for the will of the voters. This issue passed overwhelmingly in the state of Missouri. Unfortunately, here in the Missouri legislature, things feel very partisan as it relates to standing up for working families. So I am going to continue to work hard to respect and uphold the will of the people, and we'll be working hard to make sure that there is a way to earn some paid sick time. Thank you all for tuning in this week. The Senate will be adjourned on Friday night, May 16th at 6 p.m. So there's a lot of things happening in the next couple of weeks. If there are issues important to you or bills you're trying to follow and are having trouble keeping up, feel free to reach out to Emily O'Loughlin or Hannah Dolan or even myself. I'm happy to do any research or anything we can do to answer your questions. Thank you so much for tuning in.